Meseches Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, 9 lines on the top of Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak states, Kol Aveira Aveir B'Seisa, Ki'ilu Deichek Rag L'Shchina. If someone does an Aveira in seclusion, it's as if he's pushing away the feet of the Shchina. Shenema, as the Pasuk states in Yeshaya, Koyam Hashem, so says Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi, the heaven is my throne, Va'aretz Hadim Ragli, and the land is my footstool. And as Rashi says, Va'ivim B'Seisa, if someone does an Aveira in seclusion, Oim, it's as if he's saying, Ein HaMakom Kan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not over here, L'fikach it's as if he's pushing away the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are on the land, and he's shortening the length and the breadth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power in order to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not around, and therefore I don't have to be scared and I could do an Avera. Similarly, Rabbi Shuba Levi states, it's also for a person to walk in this world for 4 amas with an upright posture, which is a siman of Gaiva. Once again, the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, that the whole world is filled with the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi states, Mashma Mishtav V'Erid L'mata, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence goes down and stretches all the way down to this world, V'Azeku K'masi Nir K'deichek, and if someone's about Gaiva, it's as if he's pushing away the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once again, we see the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just in Shemayim and not just involved with the greater things of the world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved and aware of everything that takes place on this world. This gets involved in the concept of Hashgacha Pratis. And the Gemara continues, Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna ben Rav Shua would not walk 4 amas with Gila Reish with his head uncovered, because he said that the Shechina is above my head. And as we know, we wear a yarmulke, which comes from the word Yorei Melekai. And some agurs before this story, Rabbi Huda lemaske Abba Amos became his gufa, as a practical story to the dinner of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And the Gemara continues, Shaul ben Amona Achas es Rabbi Lezer, there was a Yosam who was the son of Amona, meaning that his father died, and he asked the following to Rabbi Lezer, my father asked me to give him a drink, and my mother also asked me to give her a drink, who would I have to give first? And Amalei, so Rabbi Lezer responded to him, that you have to leave the covet of your mother, and you first have to take care of the needs of your father, because both you and your mother are chayav to give covet to your father. And this Yosem then went to Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shua responded the same manner that Rabbi Lezer responded, that you have to give to your father first, prior to your mother, and then he asked Rabbi Shua, what happens if my father divorced my mother? At that point, if both of them asked me for a drink of water, who would come first? And Rabbi Shua responded, that from your eyelashes it's nikah, that since you were crying so much, and therefore your eyelashes fell out, so I realized that you're a yosam, and you don't have a father, and therefore by asking this question, you really asked it in proper manner, because you spoke about your father as if he's alive, and therefore he responded to him in a facetious manner, and he said, pour water into a pitcher, and cool to them as if you're giving water to Tanagailim, and let them both go and drink the water. And in a situation where parents are divorced, there is no akdam of a father over a mother, and you could give them equally. And Rashi states, that you don't need the actual story, and you don't need to know halach l'maisa, but you're coming to learn, I'm teaching you halacha that both of them are equal. And Tais Ria Zokin says, that I see from the way you're acting that you're a pekech and you're very smart. As the ben almana pekech hu b'roiv shetireh papanasasei, and generally a yosam is very street smart, and they have to figure out how to support themselves. They have to do so from a very young age. It's a bit tzarech bia. Why did Rabbi Shua only say this to him once he asked the second question, if l'chayr even the first question was inappropriate because he didn't have a father? And therefore, right away, Rabbi Shua should have said to him, "B'bein risei necha nikah sheben almon ata." And why did he wait until the second question? And the Gemara continues, "Darsh ulu Rabba pischa debein nasiya." Ulu Rabba was saying the following drasha at the opening of the doorway of the house of Nasi. "May dechsev," was the pasuk mean in Tehillim that states, "Yedu Hashem kol machri arts." Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows all the kings of the world, kishamru u'mifecha, because they listen to the words of His mouth. "May mepicha le'nema," it doesn't use a lashon yachid, and "ela imri picha," it uses a lashon rabim. And ulu Rabba explains, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the Aseres Dibros and said the first Dibros of Anich Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yilecha, Amru Umis Olam, the Umis Olam stated L'chveid Atzmu Derish, that he's only giving these mitzvahs because he cares about his own covet, his own honor. Kivin She'ama Kabbis Avicha V'Simecha, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the fifth of the Dibros, which is Kabbis Avicha V'Simecha, Chazvo Hoydulam Amaris Rishonis, then they realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't only concerned about his own honor, and he was also concerned about a father and a mother. And as Rashi says, that that since you chayiv in the covet of your father and mother, kolshkin shechayiv adam b'chvaydoi, then certainly a person's obligated to be mechaber kodesh baruch hu she'afu shutuf b'briyasei, because even a kodesh baruch hu is a shutuf in the creation of a person. Ka'av v'imay v'chayiv u'maisu mesurim b'yadoi, and even more so, life and death are mesurim in the hands of a kodesh baruch hu, and therefore certainly have to respect and you have to believe in a kodesh baruch hu. This is one of the reasons why the Rishonim explain kabbis avicha v'asimecha is on the right side of the aseres tedibris, and the last one aseres tedibris, because this has an element of a mitzvah that's been adol l'makayim and a mitzvah being adol l'chaveray. The Gemara continues. Rava Amacha, Rava says we learn the same idea from the following pasuk in Tehillim that states Reish Tevacha Emes, that the beginning of your words are true, and the Gemara explains Reish Tevacha Leisayif Tevacha. How can you say that only the beginning of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's words are true and not the end of the words? Elam Leisayif Tevacha Nikash Reish Tevacha Emes, by the fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu said the end of his words and he said Kabbis Avicha V'Asimecha, therefore it was recognizable that the beginning of his words were also true. And as Rashi says, Lehuska Hakatsu Leima Reish Tevacha Emes El Fishay Muranim Achad Varishayim Leima L'Chvaydu Hizer. And the reason why the pasuk in Tehillim had to say Reish Tevacha Emes is because the people were saying that the beginning of Hakadosh Baruch Hu words are not true, and it's only based on the covenant of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, we have to state that these are true, and the right to this is based on the end of his words, which are certainly true. And the Gemara continues. By the name of Rav Ula, they asked Rav Ula the following: Alhechin Kibar Ve'im. Until what point is the chiyuv and the mitzvah Kibar Ve'im? Amar lahem, and he told them, Tzuru ma asa ibichavim echav Ashkelon. I'll bring a raya from the length that ibichavim went in Ashkelon in order to perform the mitzvah of Kibar Ve'im, and therefore we'll be able to make a kavu chayma to the rest of Klal Yisrael that certainly we have a chiyuv at least up to that point. V'dam ben Asina Shmoi, and the person's name was Dam ben Asina. Pam achas bikshu chacham prakmati b'shishim ribo yischar. There was a time that chacham required something and they wanted to buy something, and the cost would have been $600,000. And the key in order to get to this item was underneath the head of his father, and the guy would not wake up his father and would not be mitzari his father. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel brings a similar maisa, which seems to be an explanation of the prior maisa. Shalosh Rabbi Lezer, they asked Rabbi Lezer at Hichin Kibar Aveim, until what point is the Chiyo Kibar Aveim? And Amar Lahem, and Rabbi Lezer responded, Tzuruma, also Ibn Chavim Echel Ovin Ba'ashkelein V'dam Ben Asin Ishmai, come and see how great the Ibn Chavim treated his father in Ashkelein, and this guy's name was Dam Ben Asina. Hamachas Bikshu Men Chacham Avonim La'ifayd B'shishmi B'scha, the Chum required the stones for the Ephod, and it would have cost $600,000, and Dam Ben Asina had these stones, and they went to buy it from Dam Ben Asina. Rav Kana Masi B'shmeinim Ribui, and Rav Kana says it was $800,000. The key to this box where he had this treasure and he had these stones were underneath the head of his father, and his father was sleeping, and he wouldn't be Mitzari's father, and he wouldn't wake up his father. And we therefore see the extent that he went in order to be Mechabit his father. And the Gemara continues, the next year, Nasla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Schari, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Dam Ben Asina his Schar, Shenod Le Paraduma Be'edrai, and the Paraduma was born amongst his flock, and Nichlasu Chacham Yisrael Etzlai, and the Chacham came to him once again, Amalahem, Yedina and Bechem, Shem, and Yivakish Bechem, Kol Mam Shabaylam, Atem Nisli, I know that you'll pay whatever you can for this Paraduma, I know how valuable it is, Ela Inan Yivakish Bechem, Ela Isim Mam Shif, Sat Bishvil Kareid Abba, however, I'm only going to take either $600,000 or $800,000, which is the amount of the loss that I incurred based on being Mechab, my father, and he didn't want to take more Schar, Elam Hazeh, and he wanted to keep his Schar, Elam Abba. And Taisus brings from the Rishalmi, Yishayu Raglu Pshuta Salateva Vilkach Lishibra, that the reason why he didn't just break the box where the stone was because the safe was underneath the feet of his father, and that would have also disturbed his father. And Amr Rabchanina, and Rabchanina states, and some agers, Chacham Chacham Yisrael Amru, when Chacham Yisrael heard about this, they said, Umami She'en Mitzvah Isakach, Mitzvah Isa Lachas Kama Kama, if someone that's not Mitzvah Isa has such a mitzvah of Kibra Ve'im and will go to such lengths not to bother his father, so Mitzvah Isa Lachas Kama Kama, that certainly we have a chiv to be Mechabit appearance in this manner. The Amr Rabchanina, as Rabchanina told us, God of Mitzvah Isa, Misha'en Mitzvah Isa, that someone that's Mitzvah Isa and does a mitzvah is greater than a person that's in a Mitzvah Isa, as a person that ain't a Mitzvah Isa doesn't have a Yitzhar that challenges him, and therefore it's much easier for them to perform a mitzvah. And someone that's Mitzvah Isa and does that, of course his schar is that much greater. And as Rashi says, Shilma Yakash Baruch Huschari, if we see that Kash Baruch Hu gave someone that's in a Mitzvah Isa such great schar, therefore a person that's Mitzvah Isa will get that much more schar. And Taisus Rashi is bothered that Lamaisa is Machlikis as to the Chiv of Kibbutz Aveim, if you have to take the money from your own money, or you only have to pay money from your parents' money, and you don't have to use your own money for Kibbutz Aveim. And therefore he asked, why didn't he wake his father from his sleep? And Taisus Rashi answers, he didn't lose money because of his father, El There was just a minis of revach, just based on a loss of revach, he had no right to wake up his father. There's no chiyuv to be mechabed your father and using your own money. However, there is a chiyuv not to be mitzari your father, even if it will cost you money. And the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yisrael states, "Mereish hava amina. Originally, I thought mandava amali. Anyone that would tell me halacha Rabbi Yehuda, the amas suma patam and mitzvahs, that halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, that suma is patam and mitzvahs, avidin yam tevil rabbanon. That since I am a suma, therefore I make a yantiv for all the rabbanon and all for all the talmidim chamim. The little mifkad of avidna, because I'm not mifkad on any mitzvahs. I'm not really chayim in mitzvahs. I still do the mitzvahs, and it's almost as if I'm doing extra credit, and therefore it's a better way to perform mitzvahs. However, the hashda the shmiyis lahadar amuchlino that God mitzvah." However, now that I heard the member of Chanina, that it's greater someone that performs mitzvahs, that is mechuyev in the mitzvahs, than those who perform mitzvahs that are not mechuyev in the mitzvahs, ad rabba, then pukvakert, man d'omli, de'in halach rabbiuda, if someone tells me halach is not like rabbiuda, and halach follows rabbanon, that assume is chayiv mitzvahs, avin yam tevil rabbanon, then I would make a yantif for the rabbanon. We explained before that the reason why a mitzvah v'isa is greater than misha in a mitzvah v'isa is because the yitzhar for a mitzvah v'isa is greater than a misha in a mitzvah v'isa. However, I in tesis, deal with mask. God of Mitzvah Isa, that Taisa says, Nira, the Haim Taima, the Misha Mitzvah Isa, Adiv, Lefisha Doyg Mitzvah, Yosa Penyava, because he's always concerned and he's nervous that maybe it'll be Ivan a Mitzvah, Mimisha Inu Mitzvah, Sheishli Pas Misaloi, Shemiyasi Yaniach, because a person that's not Mitzvah always has an out that if he doesn't want to do the Mitzvah, he doesn't have to, and therefore it's not such a great stress on him. Their Mitzvahs are on a lower Madrega, and Taisa states in Loyma Fikidna, Vavdina, Mikamadak Rabbein Tav, the Nashim of Varchas on Mitzvah Seishes Mangrama, that we see from here that women will be Mivar. Even on mitzvah seishes man grama, afgav the pturis legamri that film drabbanon loy mechayvi. That even though that pot legamri and they're not even chayvi drabbanon, he still could say asher kitchanim mitzvayso vitzivano. Ve'in kam mishum leisisa shmei l'shav mishum mevarches brach shein tzricha. It's not considered brach shein tzricha. The lav hachi heches semeich Rabbi Yosef. How could it be that Rabbi Yosef would have been happy to perform mitzvah when he was not commanded by loy mitzvah kol brachas kulon, but he would lose out of all the brachas? And of course, there's a major chashivas of making a bracha. And the Gemara continues with another story about Don. Benesino, Asher Avdimi, when Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Omai, he said over, Pamachas, Hay Lovish, Sirkin Shelzav, there was a time when Dom Benesino was wearing a gold embroidered cloak by Yosha ben Gedali Remi, and he was sitting between the leaders of Rome, Uvasa Imba, the Kurasim Menu, and his mother came and ripped it off him, the Tafcha Le Resha, and he hit him on his head, the Yarkalai Befonim, and she spit in his face, and the Loyachlima, and he still didn't embarrass her. And Tazi says, Ubasa Imba, the Kurasai, Yesh Ben Medrash, Shayshim, Terefis, Midaita, there's a medrash that says that she was crazy, and she wasn't a Basechal. Some want to explain that Taisa is telling us that if there's a person that actually is a bardas and they go and do that to that child, then the child can defend himself and the din of kibud avim would not necessarily apply in that scenario. And the Gemara continues to discuss kibud avim. Tani avimi breid ravo, avimi the son of ravo stated from a brisa yesh meichel of pisyoni v'tarta ben olam. Sometimes a person could be feeding his father the best of foods and he could give him fatty expensive birds and he'll cause him to be tarta ben olam and he won't get any schar. And not only that, as Rashi says, shenena shalav. Because he shows that he's really being stingy on his suda and he's not happy for spending so much money on his father. And some people cause the father to have to work very hard and toil by a millstone and that will give them great schar and they will be zeichel chayim abba. And we continue on Daf Lamed Aleph from Beis and let us read the top Rashi on Daf Lamed Aleph from Beis. And Rashi is almost word for word as the Taisus on Daf Lamed Aleph from Aleph at the bottom. And Rashi says, because at that time when you're giving him this work, you're talking to him properly and you're explaining to him why you're doing so. And even though he's giving him very hard work, he's doing so in a soft voice and in a soft way. And explains to him why you should do this. That the only way he'll have panasa is only by toiling this hard. And the Yerushalmi brings stories regarding both of these ideas. There was actually a story where a person was giving his father the best of foods, and one time the father says, where do you have the money for all this? Old man, you should chew and eat, and therefore he showed that it's really hard for him to help his father and to give him such food. And Taisus says that he actually treated him like a dog. And there was another story where a person was grinding on a millstone and that was his job and that was his panasa, and he had a father who was older, and the father was called to duty by the king in order to make sure that his father got out of the draft. So the son said, I will go into your place. It's potentially in a draft could last for a long time, and ain't la kitzva. In the meantime, I'm giving you an easier job that you will be able to go and work on a millstone, and even though it's much harder, but the mice, the intent and the way that the son did this was in the right proper way, and therefore it's mevil l'chaylam haba. And the Gemara continues, Amar Ravo, Ravo states, Kagayna vimi bri, kiyam mitzvahs kibud. I will give you an example of someone that was mechabed his father, like my son Avimi, that he was mechabed me in a proper manner. Chamisha b'dei samchi havali l'avim b'chay aviv, that Avimi had five children that had smicha, and they were all alive in the time of Ravo. V'chayava asa Ravo, kari ababa, and Ravo came, and he knocked on the door in order to come visit Avimi, rod v'azal pasachle, even though Avimi had these five children that had smicha, and therefore certainly they would have wanted to go and get the door for their grandfather, and they would have been mechabed a father and a grandfather, still Avimi must have told them not to go and answer the door, as he wanted to be mechabed his father, begufai, va'ama in adamatoy hasam, and the entire time that Avimi was going towards the door to let his father in, he didn't want his father to feel like he was waiting, and therefore he called out, I'm coming, in order to make his father more comfortable. Yoy mechad, amalei ashkayimaya, there was one time when I asked Avimi to go and bring me a drink of water, ad isle nimnam, and by the time he brought it, I already drowsed off and I was sleeping. Gochen koyla ad yatar, the entire time that I was sleeping, he leaned over me and he was waiting until I woke up and until he could give me a drink of water. Estaya milsa v'darish Avimi mizmolasev, and during that time frame that Avimi was waiting for his father Ravo to wake up, he had a special siyata d'shmaya and he was able to be mechadesh specific pshat in kapitel ayin tes in Tehillim, as the pasuk states, mizmolasev elohim bo goyim benachlasecha timus hecha kachecha somus yishlayim lo'iim. And Rashi brings two pshatim which actually seem like one pshat, but Rashi states in the first pshat, ba'idu gach lefanim shehevim bemedrash mizma echad shebesepet Tehillim shloihoy mevim by koydim l'chein l'darshay. Prior to this point in time, Avimi did not understand pshat in this mizma and this kapitel Tehillim. V'yesh mefarshim, and some explain shemikru zel vadi darsh, that he dashed in only this pasuk itself, as the pasuk states mizma l'asav el kimbo goyim menach l'secha and kinu l'asav men b'ilei. Why does it say that it's a mizma if l'chayr it is talking about the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, and should say it's a lamentation and it's a kina v'darsh kach, and therefore he dashed in as follows, she'ama asav shira, and asav said the following shira, ashekila kach baruch hamasa be'itzim avonim, that kach baruch took out his wrath on the wood and the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, and b'teich kach hoisa play to be Yisrael, and therefore he left over a remnant of Klai Yisrael, he didn't destroy Klai Yisrael, she'll monikain lein shtayim esen Yisrael sard, as if not, kach baruch would destroy all of Klai Yisrael, v'cheinu oimek, kila Hashem es chamasai, v'yotza ish b'tzien, and we find a similar idea in the Pasuk in Eicha in Perek Dalet, and Taisi brings a third pshat based on a medrash she'asav amashira, that Asav said the shira al shetaru b'eretz shara, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the gates of the Beis HaMikdash to fall into the ground and to be swallowed up in the ground, and mashal shifcha shehoch l'shif mayim in haber, and it's a mashal to shifcha who went to draw water from the bear, v'nafal kad l'ber, and her pitcher fell into the well, and she thought that she lost her pitcher forever, as how would she be able to get it out, as shebasa shifcha samalach l'shav u'biyada kli shazav, and then the shifcha of the king came and she had a golden pitcher, v'nafal eisa kli sham, and this golden pitcher also fell into the well, and therefore the shifcha realized that since the avodim of the melech will have to go and fetch out this golden kli, therefore they'll also be able to get out her pitcher as well. And the nimshal is kach b'nei kerech, similar to the children of kerech shebluyin, that they were swallowed up by the ground, kishiro shetar b'archara, when they saw that the golden gates of Yerushalayim and of the Beis HaMikdash was swallowed up in the ground, amru shira, they said shira, amru mishiyetz ha'shar m'yetz gam oisanu, that the one that will take out the sharm eventually will also take us out, l'kach ama asav mizma shum mishpachas kerech, because asav came from the mishpacha of kerech. And the Gemara continues, amalei Rav Yaakov Harvul Abaya, Rav Yaakov Harvul said to Abaya, kagoyin ha'no da'ad ha'sinim be'rav, for example, in my case, where by the time I come from home from the Beis Medrash, I come home from learning, abba madli klasa, my father wants to be mechabim me and gives me a drink of water, ve'ima mazgali, and my mother goes and pours for me a cup of wine and dilutes a cup of wine for me, hechi avid, what should I do? Should I accept this service from my father and from my mother, if l'chir, that might go against kibra ba'im? And as Rashi says, kagoyin ha'no sheni av la'avi v'yokel imi v'oisni zeis ma'esa, what should I do? And Amalei, and Abaye responded, me'imech kabel, you could accept this haivo and you could accept this work from your mother. However, me'avuch le'sikabel, you should not accept this from your father, to keep him to bateru, as since your father and his own right is a bentera, chol shedaiti, at some point your father will possibly feel bad for serving you, and therefore you'll cause him distress. However, your mother will always feel good that she actually served you, and therefore you should allow your mother to do this, as in this way you actually be mechabeda. And the Rishonim explain that the b'negei of father as well, if he continues to say that I want to serve you, then you could accept the service. Rav Tafin havalei ahi'ima, d'chol imes d'avad boi l'meisik l'priya, gochim v'solokla. Rav Tafin had a mother that every time she wanted to get into bed, Rav Tafin would bend down and he would help her into bed. D'chol imes d'avad nachas nachta alvai, and she wanted to get out of bed, he would also bend down and help her out of bed. Also become a shtabach be midrasha. So Reb Tafan came into Beis Medrash and was telling over his milus as to how he was helping his mother Amrulay, and the people of Beis Medrash said to him, "Adayin lo yigat lechatzi kibud," that he didn't even reach half of a kibud. Klum zarka ana kibud v'nechaliyam v'leich l'masa. She ever throw a wallet into the sea, and he didn't get angry and he didn't embarrass her, and therefore by doing only this small amount of work, that is not considered a major milah in kibra ba'im. And some explain that the reason why the people in Beis Medrash said this is by someone going and talking about the shvachim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could look at the maisim and say that they're not really so great, and it'll cause them unction, and therefore they want to make sure that they didn't think so highly about Rav Tafan and Shemayim, and wouldn't cause them to look at his maisim and Shemayim, and it potentially wouldn't cause him any harm. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yosef Kavisham Kol Karad Ime, when Rabbi Yosef heard that his mother was walking towards him, Omar Ikim and Kameshchina Dasa, I will get up in order to be mechabim my mother, as by being mechabim my mother, it's as if the Shechina is here as well. As we saw on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that if someone is mechabim their father and mother, then Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu Malan Yaleim Kiilu Darti Beinem Vechibduni. The Gemara continues, Omar Beichon, Rabbi Yechon states, Ashri Mishalei Chaman, that praiseworthy is someone that never saw his parents, as in this way, although he won't be able to be mechabim them, but he also won't be able to be Iva on the Issa of not being mechabim his father and mother, and of course, that is a very difficult mitzvah to do completely and properly. And Rabbi Yechon actually was a yasam from both his father and his mother, as when his mother was pregnant, his father died in Eldasai, and when he was born, his mother died. And so too, Abaya had the same situation. And the Gemara is, we find many Gemaras where Abaya states that my mother told me something, and the Gemara states, when Abaya states that my mother told me something, he wasn't referring to his actual mother, but he was talking to the nursemaid that brought him up. And as we know, the Lashon Abaya comes from Asher Bechol Yeruchim Yasam, as his name was actually Nachmeni. And the Gemara continues, Rav Asi had a mother who was very old, and she told him that I need jewelry, so he went and got her jewelry, and he made a jewelry, being a gavra, and then she said, I want to get married, and Rav Asi went to look for a proper man for her, being a gavra, to shop a kavasech, but then she said, I want a man that's similar to you, and as the Taisis Riyazakin says, that is as handsome as you, and the Taisis Riyazakin says, and therefore he realized that she became crazy, and she became older, and these weren't normal requests, and therefore after making proper arrangements for her, making sure that she was taken care of, Shafka, he left her, Va'ozal Arad Yisrael, and he went to Eretz Yisrael. And the Taisis Riyazakin says, Barach Shalo Yuchel Latzos Yidei Shemayim, because he realized they wouldn't be able to be mechabed her properly, because anything they would do would not be enough in order to make her feel good. And the story continues, Shamed Ka'ozal Abasrei, Rabbi Asi heard that his mother was coming towards him in Eretz Yisrael, also coming to Rabbi Yechron, so Rabbi Asi went to Rabbi Yechron, who was in Eretz Yisrael, Amalei, Ma'al Latzis, Me'eretz L'chutz Aretz, and he asked Rabbi Yechron, could he leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Aretz? Rabbi Yechron thought that he just wanted to go back to Chutz Aretz, Amalei, so Rabbi Yechron said back to him, also, it's also for you to leave. And then he asked, Likras Imamau, what if I want to go and greet my mother who's coming from Chutz Aretz? Amalei, so Rabbi Yechron said, any day, I'm not sure. Istrach Puto, Hada Asa. So then Rabbi Asi left and he waited for a while and he came back to Rabbi Yechron, Amalei, Asi, then Stratzis Lotzes, Hamokim Achzich L'Sholim. And once again, Rashi points out, Savahaya, that Rabbi Yechron thought, Shadaita Lachsel Makim Babel, Rabbi Asi's intent was to go back to Babel and not to stay in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he said to him that if you're traveling already, then you could go and you should be able to reach there in peace. Gemara tells us, Asal Kamid Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Asi went to Rabbi Elazar, Amalei, Chasu Shalom, Dum Mirtach Rasach, and he was nervous that maybe Rabbi Yechon was really angry at him. Amalei, so Rabbi Elazar said, my Amalcha, what did Rabbi Yechon tell you? Amalei, so Rabbi Asi told him that Rabbi Yechon said, Hamak Miachzich L'Sholim. So Amalei, Rabbi Elazar said, Vim Isa Du Rasach, Loyam Mavarach L'cha, that if it was true that he was angry at you, that he wouldn't have given you a bracha. And Lamaisa Rabbi Asi left Eretz Yisrael and went towards his mother to Chutz Aretz, Adahachi Bahachi, while he was traveling towards his mother, Shamal Arena Dekasi, he heard that his mother already died, and she wasn't actually coming, but her iron was coming. Amar, and Rabbi Asi said, Yadai Lo Nafki, if I would have known that my mother already died, and therefore I wouldn't be able to be Mechabedar, then I wouldn't have left Eretz Yisrael, as certainly the only way I had a right to leave Eretz Yisrael was only in order to go and be Mechabed my mother. And the Gemara continues, Tanar Rabbanu, we learned in Braisa, Mechabedu Mechayiv, Mechabedu Memoisai, there is a way to be Mechabed your parents while they're alive, and the halachis of being Mechabed your parent when they already died. And the Braisa explains, Mechayiv Ketzad, Hanishma Bedva Avalu Makayim, if someone knows that the father's word means a lot in a certain place, Lo Yoyim Shalchuni Bishvilatzmi, then you shouldn't say that you could send me because of my own schos, Maruni Bishvilatzmi, you should quickly send me because of my own schos, or Batruni Bishvilatzmi, or you should send it away because of my own schos, Al Kul Bishvilabba, a person should make sure that even though he knows that they would do it for his own schos, but he should be toiled in the schos of his father. Rashi says, Avim Inin Nishma Lomakim Bidvar Aviv, however, he knows that the people in this town will not listen based on what his father says, Kidva Atzmai, and his words hold more power empowered in his father's words, then the opposite is true. Al Yitla Ba'avav, he should not be toil in his father. She'in Eloy El Gnai, as if they will not listen to him, then it'll be a Gnai for his father. And the Brisa continues, but Moshe Ketzad, how you mechabi your father while he's dead? If you're saying over something in the name of your father, you shouldn't say this is what my father said. So said my father, my master, any beard that befalls me should happen and should be a kapara on his soul. Gemara tells us, this is only if this occurs within 12 months of your father's death. However, after this point, then you should say that his memory should be in bracha l'chaylam haba. And as Rashi says, that it must be that his father already went through Gehenim and he was mekabel all the ancient. She'im mishpat Rashi Yisrael b'Gehenim el yud beis chodesh, as the maximum amount for Rashi Yisrael in Gehenim is for 12 months. And therefore, by saying Hareini Kaparas Mishkavei, more than that, that would be a gnai for your father. And therefore, you say Zichrein l'vracha l'chaylam haba. And the Tais Ria Zaken states halacha shesham me'avid. This is certainly only b'digay halacha that you heard from your father. Vada ina din be'imoy. And therefore, certainly this din is not relevant to your mother. She'in chayiv loy mekach loy kapara v'loy zichreinoy. That there's no din to say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavei was zichrein l'vracha el k'shaim edvar halacha shesham me'menu. Only when he's saying a dvar halacha that you heard from his name. And he brings a raya k'detani as our Gemara stated that hayoyim edvar shmua, that it said that he was saying over dvar shmua. The Gemara is dafka b'negei dvar halacha or dvar teira. However, b'negei mili da alma, this halacha does not apply. And the Gemara continues. Tanur rabbanu, we learned the brisa chacham mishana shem av v'shem rabbi. When a chacham is saying over something in the name of his father or the name of his rebbe, he shouldn't say over the actual name. And in place of saying the name of his father or the name of his rebbe, he should say my father or my rebbe said as follows. However, Togman does not change the name of his father or the name of his Rebbe. And the Gemara is, Avu Adaman, when we're talking about the Togman, whose father were you talking about? Ilay Mavu Togman, if we're talking about a scenario where the Rebbe said something over in the name of the Togman's father, and then the Togman is saying it over to the crowd, Bryce is telling us that the Togman could say his own father's name, Otto Togman Labach Yuvu. Do we say that the translator and the person that's making sure that everyone could hear what the Rebbe said in the Shir, that he's not a Bachiv, and he doesn't have a responsibility, an obligation to be mechabed his father? Certainly the Meturgman has the same chiyuv, and certainly the Meturgman would have to say that it was said over in the name of my father or in the name of my Rebbe. Alam Rabban, therefore Rabbi tells us, Shem Avi Shel Chacham, we're referring to the name of the father of the Chacham, Shem Rabbi Shel Chacham, and the name of the Rebbe of the Chacham. If the person who's giving the shir mentions something over in his father's name or in his Rebbe's name, then although certainly the person that's giving the shir has to say over Avi Meiri or Rabbi Meiri said over the following, however, the Meturgman could actually say the actual name of the person's father or the person's Rebbe. Gemara brings an example, Kihad Mar Bar Bashi, similar to the case when Mar Bar Bashi was giving a Shia, Kavidarish Papirka, Iu Amma Abba Mari, that he said over something in the name of his father Rabashi, and he said over Abba Mari, that Mari Amma, and his Meturgman said, Hachi Amma Rabashi, so said Rabashi, and he didn't say that so said the father or the master of Mar Bar Bashi. Let us see the last Taisis on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, where Taisis brings down another couple of stories about Reb Tafin, where Reb Tafin Havali Ima, Yesh Birshalmi, Pam Achas, Imid Reb Tafin of the Pizbukadida, Bechatzer, Vyatsum Metasal Bakshai. There was a time that the mother of Reb Tafin lost a slipper and she was getting out of bed in order to go and find a slipper in order to make sure that she didn't walk in the chutzel with her bare feet and get dirty. So Vesam Reb Tafin Yodi, Tachas Raglel, Akakash, Lake Titana Fraglel, placed the rest of Al Yodav, and his mother was trampling and stepping on his hands. Va'idis Birshalmi, and there's another story that Burin Shalmi, Imid Reb Shmal, the mother of Reb Shmal, Kal Shaita Vishaita, Asir Reb Shmal, Rebbe Midrasha, and every time Reb Shmal came back from Beis Medrash, she would wash his feet, and because of the great respect that she had for her son Reb Shmal, she would drink the water, and Reb Shmal heard what she was doing, but he didn't want to continue doing this until she came to the Chacham. She was complaining about his son Reb Shmal that he wasn't performing Kibbut Aim properly, and Chacham was stunned about this, and they asked Reb Shmal, what's going on? And he told him the story. That he should allow her to drink from the dirty water, and this is a way to honor your mother. And we will stop over here.